Welcome back to another episode of the Anna Hughes podcast. I know it's been a while and I keep saying that every time I record a new episode, but it's the truth that I wasn't really quite sure how to proceed with the podcast. Every time I did record one, I felt really enthusiastic to continue on for the next week or two, and then I just kind of let it drop again. There have been so many offline projects too that are in regards to or relate to trail running, finding our own camps here and offering specific trail running camps and daily adventures, so-called micro adventures as it's called right now. And so I've been really lacking to find the time, not just so much the time, but the space that I need to create a really good, valuable podcast for you, and couldn't really think of any guests also, but there are plenty, I know, but it just seemed like the effort to acquire new people seemed more, it just felt like a strain, so I just kind of just let it be for a while, and then felt inspired the other day to just pick it up again, and as opposed to thinking, well, I'm just in my own little box and can't think of anything, to just come out with an episode that I record for myself or record by myself and for you without a special guest. So it's probably the format that I'm going to try to continue working with, because I feel there's so much to say. I've been really intensely observing the ultra trail running and running scene over the last few months, even more so than ever before. And there are some things that are really evolving, and the tendencies I'm seeing really quite scare me in many ways. And it's where I want to take a stand for you and trying to show you a different side that there is to training, to nutrition, to running as a lifestyle. And I remember when I found my first website, ultra-running-insights.com, I came up with a so-called slogan or a mission statement, and it just rang a bell again the other day when I finally just kind of thought of it again, because it was just so buried in my subconsciousness, I suppose. And it is that: make ultra running not just your sport but your lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. And what I'm seeing is, and this also comes up in my work with my clients, that sometimes the pressure of competitions, of having signed up for a race, becomes this big, huge mountain. And there's so much involved in competitions than there is in just doing the training, that I think the tendency to create this new paradigm is really something that I want to follow. I really feel called to be and stay on that path and really evolve or to create an evolution of healthy athletes, of bringing out athletes' potentials, not just in races, but in how you show up in your life. It matters so much more to, you know, become the person in the process than that one day where you're going to race. And we all like that acknowledgement of a short fix or quick fix, a rush of fame when we're on the podium or when we've beaten our time from last time. It feels good in that moment, and maybe it carries on for another while, but it's not something that you can sustain. It's not something that's gonna influence your life on a really big scale, whereas the lifestyle that you create around the running, or that running helps you create, that's what matters. And it's truly just come out as my truth, and I've been wandering about with it, and my message is shifting towards that I want to see and help many more people evolve in their health and fitness, and not just in competitions, and like I said, just give it all on the one day and go into races feeling injured or having pains and aches and suffering really badly, but being in a state of really good health, not just physically, but also mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And it may just go against the stream right now, against the mainstream, the flood of information that we all see out there, online, in magazines, everywhere. But I feel that that path is the path to achieving, or even not even achieving, but feeling that freedom that at the end of the day we're all striving for. We're striving as athletes, as runners, as endurance athletes to have that inner peace and freedom when we move. Freedom means to move freely, to move pain-free, to not feel locked up in your body with pain so that you can't move freely, but to be just enjoying nature, to be enjoying your health. And the healthier you are and the more you do to build that and sustain it, the more joy, pleasure, and fun you're going to have long term. So that is also my mission, to create long term and sustainable results for you, and so that you can run for decades and decades. And I always mention my mom because she is my great example, and I truly honor her for her advice and sometimes a little harsh comments she's made. You know, when she recently told me, I think I sent an email out to you, and if you haven't read it, it was all about, you know, my injury or my surgery that I had on my leg, and it's now really healed really nicely, and I'm back into training. And she said to me the other day, you know, nobody really cares. You should just really care about your own health and let the rest just be what it is, and do what you want to do and create what you want to achieve in your life as an athlete and as a competitive athlete. But don't let it spoil you or make compromises, you know, to your health. And what she meant was that really nobody cares. And this is the thing. I am speaking to you as not the professional athlete who earns money doing what they do, running, recovery, sleeping, having to show up for races, feeling and being under pressure from sponsors. So there's a lot more involved, but I'm speaking to you as the normal person, and don't take it as normal as not being as good as, but as the reality that I live, that you live, that we do have commitments. Sometimes family, sometimes a really high profile job, career that we pursue, you know, making a living. And we don't earn anything except for maybe those few seconds of acknowledgement from others who say, wow, that was a really good performance. Wow, you did so well. And that gives us a lot in that moment. But if you're like me or similar like to me, or if you're ticking or on that same wavelength, kind of really fades. And if it boils down to it, nobody really cares. Like, if you give your all just to have that quick fame and to get that acknowledgement, you're not going to really gain anything because it's externally focused. And like I said, I'm on that path where I want to see you evolve with more ease as an athlete, to finding balance for yourself. Although that's a topic that many people say balance doesn't really exist. But I truly believe there is the balance factor in life. I'm speaking from the experience of being a mother for over 14 years. My oldest daughter is now 14. My youngest is 12. And I ran before I had the kids, and I ran in my pregnancies. I ran right the day before labor. I had two beautiful births. I took no painkillers. It was beautiful. I got back into running after 3 weeks. And, you know, I know what it means to trying to create a structured training that gives me the success I desire. But at the same time, it's what I do for 90%, 95% of the time in my daily life that creates the balance, not the race. That's just such a small fraction. And if you race 3, 4, 5 times a year, that's compared to the overall time in the year, such a small fraction. So I'm not saying you shouldn't race or put emphasis on racing. We do, we love it, I do it too. But the focus I want you to focus on, or the essentials are what the peak performance boils down to, how you show up in your health or with your health as who you are in your daily life, in your day-to-day job, relationships, how you go about your training. And I keep seeing these people writing messages like, oh, I must go for my next run that's so-and-so long. And when I hear that, it kind of really puts on the alarming signals in my mind that that's already what I'm talking about. That the must is like something that somebody puts you in. So it's been like imposed. So somebody said or gives you that plan and says you must run those whatever how many kilometers and in that average. And what if you don't feel like it? Do you go against it? Or do you do it because it's on the plan? Because you want to fulfill your coach's expertise, you want to just like, you know, take a good stand for yourself and the coach. Maybe that's a reason, maybe there's different reasons. But what I'm saying is, you don't need to kill yourself in training. It helps nobody, and it helps nobody if you're injured, if you get injured in the process, if you mentally fatigue, if you burn out. And that's also a topic for another podcast. And today, like I said, it's about talking about from going from struggling to releasing the pressure inside of you, and going into more ease, just how you go about your training with more ease. And I'd like to share some tips that maybe help you directly from my own life, because I feel like we can accumulate so much knowledge and extract information from everywhere, all over the place. But does it really help us? If you just know something, it doesn't mean it's true for you. And if I tell you these tips, it doesn't mean they need to be true for you. It's just like what I've known works in practice, in reality. Taking that information, turning it into knowledge, living by it until it becomes wisdom. And what goes into my work is the knowledge, the expertise, and the wisdom of over 23 years of running. Now, I'm not saying I knew it all when I started out at 14 years old on that track, running 100-meter sprints and 200-meter relays and whatever I did. But over time, certainly since I've had my kids, I've had to learn a few things that have proven to be working. And this is what I deliver to you today. Part of that training, what I mean is when I talk about balance, is that you want to really think about how many hours you want to be spending out there. Is it 6 hours? Is it 4 hours? Is it 8 hours? Not how many you can free up, but how many do you want to run? How many hours do you want to spend your training on? And really kind of think about the percentage of your time. If you have a piece of cake or you draw a circle on a piece of paper and you have all these different areas of your life, you have your career, your finances, your health, your fitness, your life as an athlete, your life as a mother or father, your commitments in your job, in your relationships with your spouse or partner, or if you're single, maybe just yourself and your friends. So you have all these different pieces, and just take a minute to take slices and define how much time you spend in these areas. And if you feel that your running has taken over a really big part, and maybe it's something that you escape from, or running kind of helps you escape from other areas of your life because you may not want to address certain problems or issues, that's one way to see how much aligned you are to purposefully train and intentionally train. And it's also part of my work that I do with my clients, that we walk through a process of how much of your time do you really want to spend running. Always comes down to that question: with how much time of running do you feel good? Not how much you must or should or could or would do, but how much training makes you feel good. An example: yesterday it was a beautiful sunny day out here, and the weather was so tempting to just go out there and train. but I've had a few intense days, so my body was like, oh, I think it would be a good idea to just rest. I have no niggles or discomforts or pains, but I just felt like it would be a good idea to rest. And it was also that balance where I felt like I hadn't really spent much time with my kids because they're really busy at school and studying. So it was just that time to carve out for staying at home, being present here, knowing that I'm here for them when they need me, when they want to talk to me, when they want to go through some stuff for school or play a little game or do whatever, you know, just that presence. And that's what made me feel good yesterday. Would I have gone out for a run for a few hours just because the weather was nice? I probably most certainly would have felt pretty guilty and not right. And that causes stress in the body. So the work, I would have just been half-assed, basically. Mind my wording, but it's true. And this is another point. If you train with more purpose and intention, you can skip those sessions that are just nonsense. Just go around the block one more time, prolong your run by X kilometers because, you know, you just want to increase your volume. These are all things that may be alarming signals that you far too caught up in the training and what it's all about. And when you come down to the question again and again, every time you check in with yourself, what makes me feel good? How much time makes me truly feel good that all the other areas in my life do not need to suffer? We don't want to attach a suffer story to our lives as an athlete, because if we show up in a healthy state, like I said, in our minds and physically, we're better people. We can show up 100% in other areas of life. You're a better work person, whether you're a boss or you are an employee. It doesn't matter. If you find that balance on a day-to-day life, on a day-to-day basis, you deliver better results in all areas of life. And it takes courage to step out of that bubble online, what you see. But when you do, and just take the time with yourself, those few minutes every day, to tune in with yourself, what is it that I truly want out of my training today? Or maybe it's better to rest today because X, Y, Z. So another tip is, let me just see, I've taken some notes, and as you see, it's nothing that I read off. I want to be really authentic for you and to you, and be real. Because there's no sugarcoating, and there's no sugarcoating and filtering and look at me, my training is great. I have days where it just sucks and where I do decide, well, it's just not worth it today. Sometimes it takes a push through, and that's another differentiation, that sometimes we can get carried away from our feelings, or don't feel like it today, maybe I just feel it's too long. So, okay, that's a differentiation you can make for yourself, that sometimes it just takes that little push and then you feel good once you get out. And only you know that, and only you can be as honest to yourself as you can be to make that discernment. And it really matters. So another thing is to stop tracking. And what I mean by that is to take one or two times each week where you maybe take your watch with you and push the start button and never look at it again until you finish. And you pretty much probably know your laps that you're running around, so you know if you go on that lap, you know you're going to be 45 minutes, or on another lap, you're going to be an hour or whatever. So by doing that, you tune in with your body and you tune in with your other senses, like your awareness, the sounds around you, the rhythm that you feel in your body. If you're only focused on your heart rate, on your averages, on your beep, on your vibration, on your watch, it's a distraction away from your senses, so you detach from the wholeness that you are as a person. Now, all these devices are very helpful, of course, and we hold ourselves accountable when we track, when we share, and it's fun when other people say, well, well done. It feels good, granted. But for your own balance system, for your own well-being and health, it may just be that healthier choice to just skip all that and just run for you. without feeling the need and desire to share, and just being with yourself, having your own thoughts, feeling into your body. Do you need to increase your frequency? Can you work on your technique? What's going on in your mind? How are your legs feeling, your feet, your posture, everything? That's another part of balance. Finding the balance on your feet. Really tuning in with that rhythm, that beautiful rhythm, listening to the crunch when you run over rocks, or listening to the sound pounding on the pavement, whatever that is for you. Just becoming more aware, more sensual, more open to what the connection to your body and nature means and how that makes you feel. The last tip I want to give you for today is recovery. And it's a huge thing, because recovery is clearly underestimated. I'm not saying underrated, because we all know, we have the knowledge and we have the information that it is a good thing to rest and recover. Yet, how much time do you truly dedicate to stopping and on a rest day to rest without thinking, oh, but I could do a swim or a bike or a hike or just an easy trot? What's the difference? It's that feeling or the drive, the inner pressure that can build up over time to think that you need to be out there to keep up, to improve, to not lose the good training flow. But what if I don't run today? I'm going to be more tired, or I'm not going to build my fitness. The truth is, you'll get faster when you recover. You'll get healthier. You allow your body, your tendons, your muscles, your ligaments to do their job. If you saw pictures of my leg after the surgery, it looked beaten up like crazy. All colors, totally strained. I cried when I looked at it. And I just trusted that my body has the capacity that I need to allow it to heal. Then 4 weeks later, there's nothing, all gone. And it's that time and patience that we need to trust our body's healing capacity. And it's a beautiful thing if you can do that and allow that time for the body to process training. Because life's not a race, and training shouldn't be a race. Running shouldn't be a race. Against you, against yourself, against others, against people you know, or those who you don't know. So the recovery part is super crucial. And I really want to empower and encourage and really get it into you and preach it, to always allow one full rest day a week, better even two, but one full rest day is a total must. You can do gentle stretches, yoga poses, go to the sauna, have a massage, eat well, stretch if you want. But there shouldn't be any running. Not even what's called active or passive, whatever, recovery. Just give it a rest. Also for your mind. Because when you're fully charged up again, you can give more, you can be more of yourself, you can be at 100%. And you're not wasting time. So, with all that said, I hope this podcast helps you to tune in with yourself a little bit deeper, to ask yourself the right questions. How do I want to feel? What makes me feel good? Creating a lifestyle where running gives you so much that you can show up as a better person in your other areas of life, so that you don't burn out, that you don't get injured, and take that as like the new normal of what's acknowledged, that as an endurance athlete you need to be having certain pains. It's normal, it's, you know, what's part of the deal. It's not, it's totally not. So again, just take it all in. I hope to be doing more of these podcasts more regularly. I'm not making any promises now. If you want to sign up for more news and information and insights that I don't usually share online, I totally appreciate if you sign up for my newsletter at annachughes.com. Right below the picture, there's a box where you need to sign up or can sign up. You receive 21 beautiful inspirations over 21 days, applicable tips, insights, going a little bit deeper on intention, on training, on creating life more by design rather than feeling life is in control of you or life controls you. So that's one thing. And then I'd also like you to subscribe to my channel and spread the word, share this podcast if you know that, if you know people that you know could benefit from this. I totally appreciate that. And for all other things, I'm online in my group a fair bit, which is called Fit Body, Mind and Soul. It's a group on Facebook. I kindly invite you to. I'm in there regularly, 5 times a week usually. We're a small group, small community, very heart-centered, I'd say, athletes, offering different perspectives, perceptions about running and training, and on life, because, like I said, it's not solely the training, the running. We are not professional athletes. We're not getting paid for this. So let's just create something bigger, an expansion of ourselves, where we evolve into better people, not just for ourselves, but for others, because they're all going to benefit. So I hope this was helpful for you. I appreciate your time. I know we're all busy people. If you're at a point where you do feel you need help and support with your training, with your life, building maybe more confidence or clearing some blocks that are on your path for some reason, that's what I help with. I currently have some spots open. Feel free to contact me via email at anna@annachughes.com or find me on Facebook and send me a message. We can talk about different options of how to work together, and I have various programs running, anywhere from 4 weeks to 12 weeks, where the 12 weeks are completely transformational on all levels of life. People get tremendous results from weight loss to sustaining these results. And it's another matter that there's more to it than the training plan. It's about creating sustainable results for you, so that I can let you go into your life after the time is up and I know you have a really strong foundation and where I know that you can maintain your goals or your results, which is so important. So contact me. I look forward to hearing from you. And if you're currently following my Road to 100 Miles, the race is now in 5 weeks. I can't believe it. You'll find me on YouTube, but I'm also probably putting a link on in the show notes where you can find all the previous videos. And I'd love for you to subscribe to the channel and follow my journey. The intention is to inspire you from a perspective of being that normal runner, that normal woman that you can relate to with a normal life, and really trying to pull off a really good race, a healthy race, finishing in a good state, and doing the training in a good frame of mind, you know, enjoying the process, where the race is then the tipping of the iceberg. So I'm going to put that in the show notes and wish you a fantastic week and day. And I'll be back soon. Bye.